this is Fiona Ritchie and Jennifer and Hazel Wrigley to get us started here with another hour of great music. Welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. The tunes were The Swelkie and The Tearin, both written by Jennifer Wrigley, each describing a feature, real and mythical, of the seas around Orkney, the islands Jennifer and Hazel Wrigley call home. The girls are twin sisters on fiddle, guitar and piano, and together they have made a major contribution to traditional music coming out of Scotland since the early 1990s. We're going to stick with the family theme this week on Thistle. To say that all the artists featured this week have been influential doesn't begin to tell the story of their impact on Celtic music since the 1960s. We're going to hear Cilla and Artie Fisher, Johnny and Phil Cunningham, Donal and Manus Lunny, the Black Family, Clannad, a combined force that has enriched and developed this music in untold ways. And of course, there are the O'Donnells, Micheál O'Donnell and sister Trina Nichonal, working together from the 1970s in the Bothy Band to the 1990s in Night Noise, and sister Trina and Marit Nichonal reprising their earlier singing collaborations in recent times with lifelong friend Donal Lunny. He's everywhere, more on him later. But first, you're going to hear Night Noise, Marit and Trina Nichonal, and the Bothy Band in that order. Night Noise first, with the Busker on the Bridge. Thank you.
8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had
The Bothy Band and The Butterfly. From Mairead and Trina Níochánaill, we heard Spanish Lady, Donal Lunny's bouzouki and guitar allied with their voices and their music across the decades. There are few more influential individuals in Irish music than Donal Lunny. Through his work with The Bothy Band and Planxty in the 1970s, with Moving Hearts in the 80s, he was the architect of a new approach to instrumental arrangement and rhythm. And through his studio work as a prolific producer and arranger, his sound has coursed through many tributaries in the river of Celtic music. Brother Manus Lunny ahead. Here's Donal first, though, with Mairead and Trina Níochánaill again, and False Fly on the Road. Donal Lunny.
Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I am born to my school, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. What have you in your bag? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Me bread and me books. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old. Will you come along with me? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I won't come along with you. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old. I will give you a ball. Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Ah, but you'll be lord of all. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old. What is rounder than a ring? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. The earth is rounder than a ring. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old. What is higher than the sky? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Heaven is higher than the sky. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old. What is deeper than the sea? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Hell is deeper than the sea. Said the lovely little child, she was only but 7 years old.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manus Lunny and Cúnlach Glas an Oir. Better known through his work in Capper Cayley, it was very good to get a chance to hear him solo and also to hear brother Donal Lunny before with a set of polkas and with longtime music buddies Marid and Trina Nichonal singing False Fly on the Road. Manus Lunny has been a member of Capper Cayley for many as a year. They are ahead. We'll also hear members of some other families from Ireland and Scotland who have, together, changed the sound of Celtic music. Stay with me to find out who they are, to hear their music, and also remember to check our playlist of it all online within the next couple of days or so at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with a wee taste of Joe McKenna with wife Antoinette and her sister Mary Bergen there. For influential Scottish musical families, look to the Cunninghams. John and Phil from their early days as part of 70s 80s band Silly Wizard coming up, and also to the well-known Glasgow singing family the Fishers, who gave us Archie, guitarist, singer, broadcaster and writer of traditional styled ballads such as Lindsay. He's ahead with that. His sister Scylla has entertained millions of children as part of the Singing Kettle, the children's theatre and music phenomenon. She was always a well-loved folk singer, still is in her own right. Here she is with Far Over the Forth.
Far over the forth, I look to the north. But what is the north? Why, it's Hieland's day me. The south nor the east, gay east, ay my breast. Nor the far foreign lands, our the wild rolling sea. His father, he frowned on the love of his boyhood, and oh, his proud mother looked cold upon me. But I followed me to my home in the Sheelan, and the hills of Breadalbin rang wild wi'r glee. We tried our love on a cairn on the mountain, the deer and the roe stood bright maidens tae me, and my love's trying glass was the clear crystal fountain. Oh, what then was this world to my laddie and me? Oh, the lang summer days amongst the heather and the bracken, and oh, for the licht o' his bonny blue ee. But little I ken that the wide western ocean would be rolling this day tween my laddie and me. I look to the north as I look o'er the forth. But what is the north? Why, it's Helen stay me. For the lad I loo best, he's far in the west, and he's seeking a hame for my bairnies and me.
Has ta'en to the road, straight to the north he'll steer, way a Speyside fiddle in his pack, aye, and he make all other else gear. He's well met with a peddler, druth, and the chance to adjourn to the inn. Called for ale and his ta'en up a fife, and they've carelessly slipped to the tune. And a' the nicht they fiddled and fifed, for the dancers attained to the floor. They neither wanted a pipe nor a glass or a lass when the music was o'er. They've played up through markets and fairs till at length to the north they've come. There they met Black Janet, the widow, who sang as she rattled a drum. And Lindsay's place called Black Janet to dance, and you near saw so bonny a pair. She has taken them firm by the hand, and they've skipped to the top of the stair. Here she sat as a fine feather bed, where a man be he weary or drear. May you step for me a gay strap spay with me lute and the tune in his ear. And Janet was as good as her word, and Lindsay has proven his worth. May you all hasty marry a dance if ever you come to the north.
Archie Fisher and Lindsay. From Silly Wizard Live with Johnny and Phil Cunningham at the centre of the sound, we heard Mrs. Martha Knowles and the Pitnacree Ferryman, and Cilla Fisher sang Far Over the Forth. Some of the finest Scottish and Irish music recorded in the past three decades has sprung from musical families. Their impact is often strengthened and deepened when we hear family members working together in harmony and instrumental arrangement. The voices of the Black family are a case in point here with a song they actually picked up from the repertoire of the Fisher family. That's Will Ye Gang Love. Then listen for the family at the nucleus of Clannad's sound, joining Moya Brennan on vocals for the theme from the movie Into the West, Bono from U2. Mary Black takes the lead first here with the Black family, Will Ye Gang Love.
As I came in my arms, she what spied I at my true love's door? My heart stood still, my eyes grew blind, for to see me bonny lad leave me behind. And will you guide?
Will you guide?
instead of gold. You can have my heart. You can have my heart with a right good will. You're a bonnie laddie. I love you still.
And will you guide my love and lead me now? Oh,
Rapper Kaylee and their Sound of Sleet set, rounding out with a Breton Don Spleen. Donald Shaw formed the band at the beginning of the 1980s, and on accordion and keyboards, he has shaped much of its musical identity. He's also produced recordings for many other artists, and he's the director of the Celtic Connections Festival. Sister Ailey Shaw is on the way here on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. We post programme playlists on our website each week at thistleradio.com. Just check until you see this week's one, Family Gathering. Playlists are archived from previous weeks too, and if you miss something on the radio, you can listen again. It's all at our website, thistleradio.com. We also have a community page on Facebook, Thistle Radio, and you can follow me on Twitter. Meet me next week, same time, same place for the Thistle and Shamrock. For now, she's the sister of Capper Cayley's Donald Shaw, and she's on fiddle with a set of tunes rounding out with an old Gaelic song. It's Ailey Shaw. Music streaming on the web at thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.